Welcome you to the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. Today is Thursday. It is December 14th. Wow, 11 more days until Santa comes. We'll be here. Christmas Day is a Monday morning, so we'll be here on Christmas Day because we do have people from around the world and we have people who are from other faiths, and maybe Christmas isn't a big deal. So we're going to be here on Monday, Christmas Day, and Monday, New Year's Day as well. Quickly want to remind you also that we have Call to Freedom today. Call to Freedom takes place at 9 p.m. Eastern. The phone number is 515-605-9092. The PIN code for the Call to Freedom is 808-408. That'll be hosted, of course, by Rob Hanley. Guy's amazing. You want to make sure that you're there tonight. Invite your guests. This is how you make money, by sharing the story. And be prepared to bring your story. Testimonials are critical to success here in direct selling. So I just want to share with you guys a little, it's kind of like an awakening has happened for me. You know, I start my day every single day with some quiet time. I go into, you can call it what you will. You can call it meditation. You can call it stillness. Call it what you want to call it. But every single day, I start my day in quiet time. Unless, of course, my dogs, I call it extreme vetting. My dogs come in. We've got two golden doodles. They come in from outdoors early in the morning. It's nice and crisp, and all they want to do is play. And they jump all over me, and they're big. They weigh about 75, 80 pounds each. Big, giant puppy dogs pushing me around. I call that extreme vetting. That's what they should do. They should, when people come into the U.S., they should have them sit with Quincy and Theo, my golden doodles, to see if they can withstand that kind of love and pressure in the morning. But my point is that usually every single day I'll start with some quiet time. And it's interesting because yesterday I was sitting in my stillness, and it's very cool. I mean, you can do this. Everyone should do this. As a matter of fact, if you take a look, you'll see that most of the people who enjoy tremendous success talk about spending time in stillness, prayer, meditation, call it what you will. Tony Robbins, Brendan Burchard, Jen Sincero, go down the list. You'll see that people always talk about just sitting in silence and just connecting. And the way that I do that is I just sit in silence and I breathe. And the only thing I concentrate on is my breath. I can feel my breath coming in. I can feel my breath when I exhale. I just focus on breath. And what happens then is I find a space. As I'm going through this exercise, usually something will fill the space. Something will come into my brain. Something will come into my imagination. And it was interesting because there's a lot of stuff going on in life. There's a lot of stuff going on in business. And so I'm going to share with you exactly how I think I connect the dots on this. But so yesterday morning when I'm sitting there in my time and I'm having my quiet and having my meditation, suddenly I found myself in a car. This was kind of like the traveler's gift, right? It was like 40 years ago. I was in my brother's car. This actually did happen. Okay, this happened. We were in a rock band. We were way up north of Chicago, Arlington Heights or something, Schaumburg, I'm not sure. And we were at a party at Cliff's house, and the guitar player, you know, it was all these rock bands and girls, and it was just fun. And it was late at night, and my brother said, come on, we got to go. He had to go home. He had to meet his girlfriend the next day. So it's like, okay, we'll go. I don't really want to, but we did. So we got in my brother's car. We head south on the Tri-State Tollway. And there's a place, if you're from the Chicago area, I don't know if it's still there, but way up north, maybe around North Avenue or something, I'm not sure, but you're coming down the Tri-State, and then suddenly on the east side is a big Zenith. I think it's a Zenith electronic sign. I'm pretty sure. This is like 40 years ago, but I can remember driving the car and really feeling exhausted, really feeling tired. And I can actually remember, this came to me yesterday, negotiating in my brain and rationalizing and saying, you know what, as soon as I turn this corner here, I know that when I see the Zenith sign, I know there's a long straightaway and I can give myself a little bit of rest. And so like a reward, right? Like I had accomplished a goal, I had accomplished a task. Now I'm going to give myself some rest. And as I turn that corner, I remember seeing the Zenith sign. And then the next thing I knew, the car was careening across the highway. This actually happened. Apparently, I had nodded off. And rather than the car go straight into the embankment, like I didn't turn the wheel into the embankment, the car just slowly drifted inch by inch, inch by inch, inch by inch until the entire left side of the car kissed. It just kissed the embankment, right, the cement wall. And that little touch at 65, 75 miles an hour sent the car violently across the lanes. And I remember coming, waking up, you know, I mean, shock. Everyone, my brother was there, my friend Steve, everyone was in shock, flying around the car, stuff was flying around. And of course, we brought the car to a stop and someone took over driving. And so yesterday I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why did that come into my brain? Where did that come from? Why, 40 years later, all of this life, all of this distance I've traveled, and now here I am sitting in a house in Scottsdale, Arizona, in meditation, and God is reminding me of something that happened 40 years ago. So I'm doing my best to try and make sense of this. What does this really mean? And I've come to the conclusion that I have a tendency, personally, sometimes I have a tendency to set up a goal. I'll set something up for myself, something I must accomplish. I have a due date, the date's certain. And many times I'll procrastinate. I'll wait till the very last minute, but I'll get it done. And then when I get it done, I have a tendency to relax, which actually puts me back in the same spot. Meaning, you know, if I have to make a bunch of money for some reason, if I got something, some crushing thing coming up, and I have to get busy, and I'm able to get busy, and I'm able to make stuff happen, and then the next thing you know, I've accomplished the goal, but then I'm kicking back. And by kicking back, what it's doing is putting me right back in the lethargic, that mindset that put me there in the first place. You know, in our business, in direct selling, network marketing, it's a personal responsibility business. It really is. If you're a Titan member, it's up to you. Okay, you're going to have to make it happen yourself. Yes, we have products. Yes, we have all the infrastructure in place. We've got cool websites. We've got deliverability. We've got guys like Rob and Frank and people who do the presentations for us. I'm here every single day doing a radio show. But ultimately, it's up to us. Okay, if it's going to happen, we're the ones that have to make it happen individually. And so my point is that you have to keep your pedal to the metal. You know, you have to keep the flow going, the lead flow, the conversation flow, the follow-up flow. You have to keep it going. Because you make a sale, this is what I have done. This is my experience. It was sometimes to reward yourself. I think I'll kick back. I'm going to take the afternoon off. I'm going to go to a game. I'm going to go to the gym. Whew, I accomplished the goal. But when you give yourself that break, sometimes the car goes off the rails. Like what happened to me that day about 40 years ago, driving south on the Tri-State Tollway on 294, when I struggled and struggled and struggled to negotiate that turn. I'm heading south. I can see it right now. And I rewarded myself. I took a break because I had accomplished negotiating that turn. And it almost killed me and my brother and my friend. So I guess the moral of the story, and this is what I think I was, why this came into my brain 40 years later. Okay, 40 years after this happened. Suddenly there it is. And it's vivid. It's like I'm there. I'm actually there. And so I've just got to thank God for giving me the lesson, for teaching me the lesson. And it took me 40 years to figure it out, but I do believe that's what the lesson was. You can't take a day off. You can't take a break. Now, I'm not saying that you kill yourself. because some of us sit at the computer all day long. You do have to have balance in your life. Absolutely. But just persevere and continue on the road that you're on to accomplish the task that you have. Titem is a simple business. All you do is capture, invite, and collect. That's it. It's not the most glamorous thing. You have to have conversations with a lot of deadbeats. You have conversations with a lot of people who just aren't willing to have the conversation with themselves that we are having with ourselves right here, right now. Personal responsibility. All right, that's what I got for you here today. We'll be back tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget, we've got the Call to Freedom. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. The telephone number is 515-604-9022. PIN code is 808-408. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every single Tuesday and every Thursday. 515-604-9022. PIN code is 808-408, and then press pound. We'll be back tomorrow morning in this time slot. Tomorrow's Friday, so we do like a little a fence-kicking party. If you'd like to invite some people who are considering getting started with you in the new Titem Empire, bring them along, and we'll do our best to kick the fence and give them a reason to get started, like pronto. Until then, you guys, let's keep it moving. Keep your grin on, and remember, we're doing this thing together.